Eleanor had love. Clearly, she was loved by so many. And it started with a love that she gave to each of us. For some, it may have been just her friendly smile, a helpful suggestion, a willingness to bring snacks to the meeting. Well, for others of us, it was years of deep relationships, shared struggles and shared accomplishments, living through the good times and the hard times too. As we've already heard this afternoon, her life was so vibrant. People are aptly using all of these words to describe Eleanor: cheerful, efficient, hardworking, generous, also warm, welcoming, thoughtful, and wise. A Jewish prayer is anchored by this line: as long as we live, those who have passed, they too will live, for they are now a part of us as we remember them. Knowing that this would be a long day for a child, I asked my youngest, a real homebody, what would he like to pack up and bring along? With a 6-year-old flourish, he replied, the whole house. Everything. My question for you all today is, what of Eleanor do you want to bring along? What will you carry into tomorrow, next week, next month? Of course, we're tempted to stamp our foot as a 6-year-old might and say, I want to bring all of her. A living, breathing, loving, laughing 46-year-old mother, wife, daughter, sister, colleague, neighbor, friend. I want to take all of her into my tomorrows. It's not fair. I'm so shocked. It doesn't make sense. This isn't right. Why? Why now? Why so soon? I can't answer why. And I can't bring her back. Eleanor's heart won't beat again, and her breath will not flow. But we don't need to say she is no more. This room, this day, is proof that she has touched us all deeply, and we can take her legacy into all of our tomorrows. The Bible says, in a myriad of ways, we reap what we sow. Give, and it will be given to you. With the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. The point is this, says the letter to the Corinthians, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Eleanor sowed bountifully. Now may be the winter of our souls, but the seasons continue. How will you sow? A cheerful disposition and ready smile? A willingness to just do it, to get it done, whatever it might be that needs doing? A deep wisdom, sometimes masked as a down-to-earth practicality. A non-judgmental attitude. Or will her warm and generous hosting be a touchstone for you good food, flowing conversation, no stress to be seen. Will you take forward and nurture a sense of truth, honesty, and deep conviction? Seeds of kindness, generosity, joy, welcome, community building. Seeds of love. I think we can all agree the world would be a better place with more Eleanors. Now it's up to you and to me to sow the seeds.